coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And happy Football Tuesday to everyone out there. Have we got a show for you? We've got the president of the Browns, Mike Holmgren, sitting down. Yeah, he was a big topic of discussion last week prior to the Browns' victory against the Seahawks. Well, post-Seahawks game, lots for Mike Holmgren to break down, both in terms of his role with the Browns that was talked about heavily, whether he's all in or not, and his big picture view of this football team. Here's a hint, he's all in. But his big picture view of this team and all the details of what he sees for this football team and its issues in different areas that it's dealing with. He sits down and expect a lot of great stuff from that interview, a lot of informative stuff. And we go back into the Browns past. That's what we do on Tuesdays. Our alumni spotlight, Tom Cousineau, former Browns linebacker, is joining us. And we'll talk with Tom about his playing time in Cleveland and that route, that crazy route that he took to get to Cleveland, starting out as the top overall pick of the 1979 draft from Ohio State by the Buffalo Bills. I was covering that team at that time. They drafted Tom Cousineau then, and then he ends up in Canada, plays for the Canadian Football League's Montreal Alouettes, makes more money there than he could have gotten from the Bills, and then ends up back in the NFL, but with the Browns, his hometown team. So we talk with Tom Cousineau about that. You're going to want to hear the details of that interview. And also on Tuesday, it's basically out and about day for Browns players doing good things in the community. We always want to let you know about all that good stuff as well. We take your questions at the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, and a whole bunch of you are asking Ask Vic. That's me. So I answer the questions via Twitter. Jonathan at iTrucky asks, via Twitter, why is the offensive play calling so over the top conservative? And Jonathan, my response to that would be, I don't know that over the top conservative is the right way to describe what the play calling is. I think there is a level of aggressiveness that goes with how Pat Shurmur approaches things, and frankly, I think he's been imbalanced with some of his approach prior to the Seattle game, a little too much to the end of passing to set up the run, and a little too much of passing to get out of trouble when you're trying to get your offense jump started. He changed that approach against Seattle, and I thought rightly so, intelligently so. And I addressed this in a column, by the way. It's posted now on clevelandbrowns.com. You want to check that out. Also check out the great work of Matt Florjancic, our staff writer. But I think with regard to his, you said conservative, I think it's smart to be balanced and necessary to be balanced, especially for this football team. Even with the injury and health issue that kept Peyton Hillis from having a full season so far, but even with a less than accomplished guy in Montario Hardesty and a newcomer like Chris Obanaya, you should run the ball as much as you possibly can for the sake of balance, not just for the sake of running it, but for the sake of balance. And you know what? For this offensive line that we have seen pretty shaky with regard to its ability to protect Colt McCoy, and Colt McCoy pretty shaky in his consistency, his accuracy. Facebook questions. Chad, do you think our defense only played well because the Seahawks played so poorly? Chad, I would say that let's be real. The Seahawks with Charlie Whitehurst, their offense came in certainly not in the best of shape, but they played two of their better offensive games heading into the Cleveland game. They had played worse offense in their first three, then went to this hurry-up, no-huddle approach in their last two, and that last win they had 36 points against the Giants. Marshawn Lynch is their main guy, obviously, on offense, their main hitter. At running back, and he only played briefly against the Browns because he left with a back injury, so that's a factor. They had issues on their offensive line. That's a factor. But so what? If you're a dominant defense, if you can play dominant football on the defensive side, you do what the Browns did against the Seahawks. You keep them in check. You keep them out of the end zone. You hold them to a field goal, and you turn that game into what it was, an old-fashioned slugfest, because The Browns offense had its struggles, and I'll give the Seahawks defense some credit for that, but this really was an offense that had the ball for so long. I mean, you're owning the football for as many 40-plus minutes as they had it, and you're only producing 6 points out of that. And granted, two blocked field goals were in that process, but still, you got to get more points. So I would say the Browns offense did a better job, if that's in relative terms, but should have done much better, as we know. But no, I don't think you just dismiss what they did. They're the fourth-ranked defense in the NFL legitimately, with legitimate talent throughout. And this leads into Brian's question on Facebook. Would you say that for the Browns defense being so young, they are looking fantastic for the future? Yes, I would say that, Brian. Absolutely. Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard from this year's draft, very encouraging stuff there. With Joe Hayden, with T.J. Ward, with DeQuell Jackson, with Ataba Rubin, with Mitchell, Jamie Mitchell, I would say throughout this team, Chris Gokong going from weak side to strong side and playing more than credible, getting a sack in that game, really, and different positions than from weak side to strong side, and he did it seamlessly. And Dick Geron, give him credit as defensive coordinator for putting together a tremendous plan that worked for this team. He was an offseason addition as well as those young players. But yes, the youth, it's all pointing up. The arrow points up for this defense, I think, in a very, very big way. Also, our poll question, we ask you a different one every day, sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube. And today's is, what was the play of the game in Sunday's 6-3 win over the Seattle Seahawks? T.J. Ward's sack forced fumble, Phil Dawson's 52-yard field goal, Phil Dawson's 53-yard field goal, if you liked it just from a yard further out there, or farther out. Sheldon Brown's interception, did you like that play? So vote and let us know. Always tell us why when you cast your votes, if you do, just so we can have a comment or two to read with them on the air. Okay, coming up in a couple of minutes, a conversation with the president, the man of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Holmgren. You're going to want to listen to this. Stick around for much more on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.
The hottest lease deals of the year are going on now at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save big and lease Liberty's bestsellers, Ford Fusion or Escape, for only $179 a month. That's right, your choice, the fuel-efficient Fusion or Escape for just $179. Great fuel economy, great payment, great choice. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your ways. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only 57-watt bulbs in California.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealer.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
Stop and go. Interbell southbound, Dead Man's Curve to 77 inbound east, shortway before Dead Man's Curve. Broken down in the right shoulder, backs to east, 72nd. 40 westbound is slow from Warrensville Center to 77. 40 westbound slow, west 130th to 71. 71 southbound back and 480 to snow. And 271 southbound slow, 422 to Forbes. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Oh, Dino Di Natale, producer and musical coordinator. Yep, he's got that new title for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We welcome you back. Loving the tunes that he has brought into the mix here. And get used to this. This is good stuff. We hope you enjoy it as much as I do, because it's adding a lot of life to this thing. All right, this segment is driven by who else? Liberty Ford. So pleased to be joined right now by Browns president Mike Holmgren. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vic. Always nice to be here.
And it's nice a couple of days after a win. Just put in perspective how important it is. We can call it ugly. We can call it whatever we want to call it. You're just calling it a victory.
No, a victory is a victory. And as you look at the film and think about the game, you know, whether you're an offensive coach or a defensive coach, you're going to look at the game a certain way. But I always told my assistant coaches as well as the players, hey, it's so difficult to win a game in this league. That's how close everybody is. That never, ever feel like it was an ugly win or anything like that. It was a win. And really, down the road or a couple days from now or next week, very rarely do people remember the exact score. So a win's a win. It's nice.
You've been through this process before with other teams. When you're going through that sort of delicate rebuilding, the youth, how important to the psyche is it, especially after the types of losses you had preceding this back-to-back, is having this kind of game, this kind of win?
I mean, well, it's hugely important. It was hugely important. And the guys, the effort was there, and it has been there all season long. Now, our execution at times isn't what it will be because of our youth and because we have a lot of guys playing out there that with not much experience. But it was a great win for us. Anytime you win a close game like that, Vic, where you have to kind of, at the end, either march down and score or hold them, that and you wind up doing that, mm-hmm. one or the other, that always helps you down the road. It helps you the following year. It's just the memory, the players remember that, and they know they can do it. They did it once, so let's do it again, and that helps.
And it kind of was the, I think, to me, the best way to settle what really was an oddball week, to put it the best way I can, where, you know, it includes having you sit up there and address media after what the people's response to a radio interview you do in Seattle, and take umbrage to that. They took it as either a slight or questions about your commitment, all kinds of things that never had crossed my mind and I ever worried about. And when I heard the audio of that interview, I still didn't, but it really bothered some people. Did you have any idea that when you did that interview in Seattle that it was going to cause this firestorm that followed?
No, I hope my going, having a press conference kind of explain things. You know, look at I was the head coach in Seattle for 10 years. Right. We had great friends there. Wherever Kathy and I have been in my career, starting way back when in college, we've always become part of that community, not only the football part, but involved in the community in any way we can, and that's what we're trying to do here. Cleveland is our home, and, you know, I am committed to this organization and this city. We both are. And so when I did that story with, it was a friend I had worked with,
right,
in Seattle. And I think people The few people that started that ball rolling, they don't know me, and they really don't know what I'm about, and they don't really know much about what we're about, to be quite honest, here with the Browns. So, but unfortunately, at times you have to go and kind of explain yourself. So I hopefully I did that.
And you did, and you did it pretty thoroughly over the course of whatever it was, 50 or so minutes. And I thought my biggest takeaway, besides the fact that you reiterated you're all in, I don't know that needed to be reiterated, but you did it. But then from there to sort of get the big picture sense, and there is, I'm sure, a calming sense that can come from having you address the big picture after the two losses that had preceded the win against Seattle. Do you feel that as you look at sort of the state of the team after six games, that things are somewhat settled down, or did you feel there was that much turmoil, so to speak, within the team itself prior to the Seattle game?
Well, I think when you have star players involved in incidents or things,
yeah,
you know, that's always going to create a buzz. And that's what's happened with Peyton Hillis. And I, as much as anything, I wanted to explain to people, Peyton was sick. I mean, what really happened? Because, you know, you've been in this business a long time. And most of the time, you get it right. But sometimes stuff happens, particularly in this day and age, and the type of media and the blogging and the tweeting and all the stuff that goes on, that it's not always right all the time. And so I thought it was important to just everyone catch their breath, slow down. This is, in fact, the way it is. Now, you can choose to believe me or not, but I'm telling the truth, and I will always tell the truth about this football team. And I thought it was important, and not the least of which is to kind of protect our players. The players have a lot to do to be good on Sunday.
Sure.
And it doesn't take much. They're young people. The distraction element is real. And so my job is trying to prevent those distractions or eliminate the distractions to help them become better football players. That's really what I was trying to do. So it was kind of I was kind of explaining my situation that I'm not going anywhere, and then also dealing with the football situation of the players and really how I would like people to look at us. And Vic, look, I'll be honest with you, and I kind of concluded the press conference, if you remember. You know, I know the people sitting in that room want us to do well. I know they do. A lot of them have been covering this team forever.
Right.
And this is what they want us to do well. Well, they can help. In my opinion, they can help instead of causing little distractions some of the time. And so I tried to touch on that. I'm sure some of them got a little frosty with me, but that's okay. I'm always going to speak my mind.
And you had the mic, so that's the best part, as you do right now. Mike Holmgren, president of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You talked about in that press conference about Colt McCoy and his development, and I'd like to ask you now, having seen him through six games and having seen him through a very rough day for your offense against the Seahawks, where you see his game right now?
Well, he's going to play this season. He's going to play all season long, and we'll evaluate his performance just like every player on the team at the end of the season. That was another question that came up, and Colt is the quarterback, so he's going to demand more attention just by the nature of the beast. But he will be evaluated just like every other player on our roster at the end of the season. I talked to him this week, and there are always going to be things in games where he would like to have back, always. Mm-hmm. And once again, I'll reiterate, he's a young player playing a very difficult position in this league, really, for the first time. And so is he a winner? Absolutely. Is he made of the right stuff? Absolutely. Can we help him more? Yes. Can he do things to help himself? Yes, all those things. And we'll just see. I expect us to improve as the season goes along offensively. I think the lockout, we speculated early on, if you remember, about what does the lockout mean? What will it mean? Well, offensively, you know, I see it because I know the system they're running, and the lockout, not having those guys together in the off season, you know, made it a little more difficult now as we move forward. They're hardworking guys, and we'll get it.
Is judging him or coming to harder conclusions about him made more difficult when you see what's going on around him in terms of injury, and most recently now Ben Watson, Mo Massaqua get hurt, Sean LaValle. You lose three other starters in your offense, and you've been dealing with injuries from the very beginning, particularly on that side of the ball. Does that complicate the evaluation at all?
Well, it answers some questions as to why a particular play might not be as effective. But we're never going to use injuries as an excuse, and Colt won't either. And, the next guy comes in and he plays right guard, or the next receiver comes in and plays flanker, whoever that is. They're getting paid too, and we expect them to do the job. And Colt really can't think about that stuff.
Right.
The quarterback on your team has to play quarterback regardless of what's happening around him and make good decisions. I look at his progress, quite honestly, in his decision making. I thought in the game he made a bad decision on the interception. Mm-hmm. Now, does he do that very often? No. You'll see some young quarterbacks kind of throw it up a lot more than he does.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while he'll do something like that. And if I were to ask him right after the game, which I did not do, and I don't, that's not my role,
right,
anymore. I used to ask him all the time. But if I were to ask him, why'd you do that? He knew immediately. Most of the good ones know immediately when they release the ball that they shouldn't have. But he's so desperately wants to make a play in a situation. But with experience, those judgments get better.
Sure.
And he doesn't throw a lot of interceptions, but I'm, as is Pat. Pat demands a lot of Colt, and he expects him to do certain things very, very well. So, but he's doing fine. I'm with him all the way, as is our coaching staff.
And in terms of experience and judgment, it applies to coaching as well. Pat is a first-time head coach in the NFL. Conclusion I made is I thought there was somewhat of a maturing in the play calling for a guy who recognized where you were in that game, in a very tight, low scoring or no scoring at times game, to stick with the running game. Let Montario Hardesty carry it 33 times as he did. Yeah, the effectiveness maybe wasn't overwhelming, wasn't great, the numbers weren't great, but just staying persistent with it obviously was a good thing in terms of what it forced the Seahawks to do. Am I seeing the right thing? Is that a growing up a little bit of a young head coach?
Oh, sure. And you've watched a lot of football and covered a lot of football, and you see it, and I saw it. And Pat and I talk about every week about this and the maturing process and the things he sees for the first time as being a first-time head coach. I think any signal caller goes through any game. I certainly did, and Pat does, where all of a sudden you get a feel and you say, well, we're not throwing the ball, we're not protecting, we're not doing something, so what do I do? And you have to come up with two or three things that you'd like to do, whether it's a specific play or a style of play. And I think in that game yesterday, I think Pat went through that where Colt was getting pounded pretty good. How do we do this? And then he went to the running game, and I think it was pretty effective. And ultimately, I think it helped us win the football game.
As you look at the core pieces that are here with a 3-3 football team, and a long still season to go, are you satisfied with what you have that you can still build upon? Are there many pieces that still need to be brought into it? How are you looking at it big picture?
Well, there are pieces. We'll never be totally satisfied till we probably win the championship. But
sure.
I'm pleased with how we're going in some areas. I think our defensive team is really playing pretty consistently well. Our offensive team is struggling a little bit at times. At times, we look pretty good. Mm-hmm. And so, we have some work to do there.
Yeah.
Our special teams, now, in the last couple games, have been pretty inconsistent, to be honest. Whether it's the coverage teams or the other day, it was the field goals. And that has to be fixed. I mean, you can't pull those things lose games for you.
Right.
And so that has to be fixed, and we can fix those. We have a very, very good coaching staff. They're not surprised by a lot of things. And then people have to remember that players are not robots, they're human beings, and stuff happens.
Right.
Okay, but we're gonna they recognize the important thing is everyone's honest about it. Why did something happen? The players must be honest about it as well as the coaches.
Right.
There's coaching error, there's player error, there's all sorts of, because they're human.
Right.
But that's the fun of it. Now you're a teacher, you're a coach, fix it. So the next time you play, you eliminate those mistakes, and then you're better.
Great stuff. Mike, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Browns President Mike Holmgren joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Waker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Hi, I need an insurance quote.
I've got auto quotes, home quotes, life quotes. What kind of quote?
An auto quote?
We have liability and collision with a $250 deductible going once.
Wait.
Going twice.
Wait.
Sold to the woman with the confused look on her face.
Getting a quote shouldn't be such a rush. At Liberty Mutual, we'll take the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you today. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/agents and take the time to speak to a Liberty Mutual agent today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
This is Jim Swayze. I was at Half Price Books last week and spotted a book about Australia that I wish I'd bought during my trip to the Outback. I've been searching for that Aussie jewel for years, and there it was, for less than half price. You know, when you're enjoying a walkabout at Half Price Books, you can expect those kind of surprises. The selection and prices, they're hotter than the proverbial shrimp on a Barbie. Well, one of the bibliomaniacs came over. That's what I call their employees, because they're passionate, knowledgeable about all their stuff, and always happy to help. Thought you might like this, she said, and handed me a Blu-ray DVD of Australia. Jenny's favorite movie, and it was cheaper than the book. Yep, at Half Price Books, whether new surprises are waiting for you on the top shelf or down under, you'll always find real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Menor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note at halfpricebooks.com.
Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. American Family Insurance received the top honor for highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance purchase experience among consumers shopping for auto insurance in J.D. Power & Associates 2011 Insurance Shopping Study. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at amfam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit AmFam.com. Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. American Family Insurance is a special deal for forward thinkers. Switch your auto insurance to American Family and you could save some real money with our new discounts. Now that's something bright to think about. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
Savings may vary. See your agent for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
We thank you for choosing to spend this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this alumni spotlight segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Tuesday means we always check in with a Browns alumni, and we are pleased to be joined today by Tom Cousineau, former Browns linebacker. Tom, welcome to the show.
Oh, Vic, thanks for having me.
And it's appropriate, of course, because you are both a former Brown and a former San Francisco 49er. The Browns playing the 49ers on Sunday. We'll start with just kind of looking back a little bit on your Browns career and some of the best memories now that you've had a lot of time to reflect, Tom, on what this meant to be part of this football team. When someone says to you, okay, what was the best part? What were the parts that you hold on to the most? What's your answer to that?
Victor, I gotta say that being able to share my career here in Cleveland with my family, who was all here. Well, my dad was in South Florida, but right. You know, my mom, my sister, you know, all my lifelong friends. And in game day, I mean, I had 20, 30 tickets sometimes. You know, my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, okay. She'd be there distributing them, making yeah. sure everybody was taken care of. And then we'd all go out after the game, you know, win or lose. You know, it was a lot more fun when we won.
Sure.
Which we did a lot of back then. And so it was really cool to be able to share that with them.
To be a hometown guy, to
yeah,
be an Ohio
yeah,
State
man,
guy and play
yeah,
for the Browns.
Absolutely. And then looking inside the Browns, to have the opportunity to play for Coach Sam Rattigliano, who remains a dear, dear friend of mine to this day, was awesome. What a great leader, what a great teacher. And then you know lifelong friends, you know, like Dick Ambrose and Bobby Golic, you know. So, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, the camaraderie, the friendships you take away, and you know, I would sense too that Tom, you appreciated this as someone who had kind of a very interesting path to get here. I mean, you start this off by at first being in 1979 the first overall pick of the draft by the Buffalo Bills, and then the 49ers, the Bills, who had got that pick from the Niners, another connection there in a trade for O.J. Simpson, but you didn't play for the Bills and you never would. You go from there to the Canadian Football League, and the Montreal Alouettes offer you a salary that's double what the Bills were willing to pay, and it's interesting because that's almost, when you think of the modern, I mean, current NFL terms, there's no way you could think of the CFL outbidding any NFL team, even the worst NFL team.
Well, certainly we were shocked, and but pleasantly, and
yeah.
So it became a serious option. It was not my first choice by a long stretch, and made that known to Chuck Knox. So we got into the weeds really instantly with Stu Barber and the
right.
management
was
with
general
the Buffalo
manager,
Bills,
yeah.
and we're never really able to, obviously, to get it righted, but you know, I talked a lot with Coach Knox, and I said, listen, I begged him, get close. You don't have to match this offer. Please. And, you know, it was so far in the weeds, it
wow.
just, you know, it slipped away. But that being said, you know, Montreal was a great town.
Yeah.
Had the opportunity to play in a Grey Cup.
Right.
And we lost, but actually it was the player of the game in a
yeah.
losing effort, which
yeah.
is pretty rare. And I tried to come back after a year or two, you know, but I had signed a 3-year contract and they weren't willing to let me go. So, you know, finished that third year and then, you know.
And as you look back on it, you had to do what was best from a business standpoint for you. But were there any regrets that your professional life from a great career at Ohio State starts in the Canadian Football League as opposed to the NFL?
Yeah, it broke my heart. I mean, I'm seriously yeah. heartbroken about it. But I was, I listened to a lot of financial advisors and who pointed out the brevity of a football career and that this was not to be taken lightly or disregarded.
Right.
So, you know, I felt to do what was most responsible. I'm not sure it's the smartest thing I ever did, but, you know,
It's done, and you did it.
Done, and it was, you know, and it ended up to be a pretty good thing,
Tom Cousineau is our guest, former Browns linebacker, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So 1982 comes along, and the Houston Oilers try to sign you. The Bills have the ability to, they hold your NFL rights still from making you that top overall pick in 79. They match that offer, and then they turn around and work the deal that sends you to Cleveland in exchange for the first-round draft choice, 14th overall, that allows the Bills to pick this quarterback named Jim Kelly, who ended up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So not so bad from the Bills' standpoint, but good for you because you do end up back home again in Cleveland.
Yeah, it was a little bit bittersweet. I really enjoyed playing here. But physically, for me, I'm not a big guy. I always played light. I played about 212 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was looking to put myself in a 4-3, you know, true middle linebacker.
Right. It
gives a guy like me a lot more freedom. And that's why Houston was a very good option for us, or for me. And so when Buffalo matched that offer and traded me to Cleveland, I ended up in a defensive scheme that didn't totally suit me.
Okay. In what way?
Because
of your size.
Because of my size. And so, you know, you're always taking on a guard, always. Mm. You know, at a true middle linebacker, you've really covered that extra guy up front makes a very big difference. And so, but you, listen, it was fine.
Yeah.
I adapted, and
a couple of things with this. When you joined, the contract that you received at the time, which again, you know, these numbers don't look so impressive today, to say the least. You crack up, but 5-year deal, I think it was like $2.5 million at the time, reported to be the most ever for a Cleveland Browns player. So in that regard, you know, you're holding that distinction. Is there some sense of, I'm looking for the right word, but awkwardness to that? In other words, are you walk in that locker room with that kind of deal, guys are looking at you now and saying, okay, this guy better be special because of what we're paying him.
Well, I will tell you that the first day I walked in the building, when I met Marty Schottenheimer, who was our defensive coordinator at the time, he didn't even say hello to me. He looked at me and said, too damn much money for one guy, and walked away. That's how I started my career here. And I thought, what?
Holy.
A little awkward.
A little bit.
A little awkward.
Where do you go from there? I mean, does that, now are you, so are you feeling an extra sense of pressure that you've got to deliver?
Yeah, it wasn't good between Marty and I from day one.
Right.
He was not a fan of mine, was not really interested in having me. But, you know, that was a choice that Sam made, and with Art Modell. And you know.
But for your part, you lead the team in tackles for 3 seasons. You get all NFL honors a couple of times. You don't make the Pro Bowl, but at least you get some recognition. So to the extent that you led the team in tackles,
I was very productive here.
Yeah.
I was very productive.
Right.
And so it was crazy good to play with that linebacking core.
Yeah, what was that like?
Oh, my God. Chip Banks, Clay Matthews, Dick Ambrose, then Eddie Johnson. We had 4 great linebackers,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I thought we played at the position of linebacker better at the time than anybody in the league.
And that's, you just described it. I mean, athletic talent, some real, you know, heady, smart people in there. And you know, I think of a guy like Dick Ambrose and his savvy and his ability to kind of see through what was going on through the offense and knowing the defense scheme and keeping everybody in their right place, right? I mean, the traffic cop that he had to be on that defense.
Well, and that's one of the reasons that we could play that 3-4, that 50 look, is we had great linebackers.
Yeah, you know, we had. Yeah, and you were.
You don't. You know, you that makes the other, you know, the 4-3, you know, maybe more of an option. But we had more great linebackers than we did linemen.
Yeah, the linebackers had to be the strength of the defense, or certainly of the front seven.
Right.
And carry it that way. So
I was very proud to be part of that group.
Yeah. And you mentioned about things not going well with Marty Schottenheimer from the beginning, and that they were bad. So professionally, though, and you're under contract and he's under contract as a coach, professionally, how do you make that work? I mean, you guys had to communicate somehow, or did you not?
Not
at
really.
All.
Not really.
All right. So how do you make it so it's functional?
Well, when he took over as head coach,
yeah,
my days were not really. And so
you knew
he communicated through assistance, and you know, it was unfortunate.
Yeah.
And maybe I could have done a better job of managing that. I was a kid. I learned some great lessons.
What would you say the biggest one was?
For me, I learned to keep my nose to the grindstone and not get overly concerned about things I had no control over.
Okay.
You know, and to be patient. I learned a lot of patience. And so it ended up being, you know, what it was. And, of course, when my days here were done, you know, I had an interesting opportunity to go out west and play with a pretty interesting franchise.
Yeah, the 49ers. Yeah, and you spent a couple of seasons with them. You joined them as a free agent. So the connection was there. What was that experience like?
Well, I got sandwiched right between Super Bowls. So a little personally sometimes, but it was...
Just missed it on the front end and the back end.
I think if I could have... I could not stay healthy. I was a little bit nicked when I left here.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a rough position, and I played a little bit small again.
Right.
So
right.
A lot of times I took the brunt of things, and so I mean, you can only throw your body so many times, and I started to get hurt, you know.
Right.
Time after another, which had never really, I was always able to work through it. And these things were just hobbled me one after another. And so I never really got the traction there that I'd hoped for.
And just to get people caught up, you're in Akron. You're a partner in a health and wellness business in Akron. I've been doing that about 8 years. You also help at linebackers, coach the linebackers at your alma mater, St. Edward, and you were inducted into that school's Athletic Hall of Fame, of course. And you're also helping as a teacher in a philosophy and worldview class with the seniors at St. Ed's. So you got a pretty full life going here post football.
Yeah, well, it's
plus your
great
family.
With the incredible blessing of a beautiful wife, a great wife, and two great kids. Kyle, my daughter, my oldest daughter, who's a senior at Walsh Jesuit, and Casey, my daughter, who is a freshman at Akron St. V's. And so they've been an absolute pleasure. And what football did for me, Vic, was it gave me the gift of time. So I was able to spend... my wife's a physician, and her work schedule can get a little bit hectic sometimes. And I was able to be with them from the time of their birth and spend a lot of time. And I would not trade that for the world.
That's tremendous. Great stuff, Tom. Really enjoyed visiting with you, and let's do it again down the line.
Well, thanks for having me.
Tom Cousineau, former Browns linebacker, joining us on our alumni spotlight today. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's America's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Like Northeast Ohio's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series and Ranger. Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now, available with 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 in rebate. That's 0 for 60, plus $1,000 on Ford Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stone, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct, and tomorrow you'll be saved.
I love my windows.
Hi, I'm Mike, and I'm a CEO, a chief everything officer. My job duties include everything from business development to ordering paperclips. And with my schedule, I can't wait around for my mail and packages to be delivered. So how do I handle it all? Logistics.
I'm Shauna from the UPS store, and our mailbox services are designed for people like Mike. We'll keep your mail safe and confidential, even sign for packages. And if you like, send an email or text alert when they arrive.
While I'm taking care of my clients, the UPS store is taking care of my mail.
Chief Everything Officers love logistics. With mailbox services at the UPS store, your business gets a real street address, and we can notify you when a package arrives. To find a location near you, visit theupsstore.com. Services, prices, and hours vary by location. See center for details.
The UPS store takes care of all your business needs in one convenient stop and saves you money, too. Right now, the UPS store is offering 3 months free mailbox services with a 12-month agreement. For an independently owned and operated location near you, visit theupsstore.com. Valid only at participating locations. See store for details.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Pat Shermer, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
A little Led Zeppelin to help us out on a Tuesday, a football Tuesday. That's what this is. And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily. And as the head coach just told you, it is driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, single game tickets are still available, but not for long. Purchase your tickets before it's too late. Includes the upcoming Browns-Rams matchup. That's on Sunday, November 13th, 1 p.m. kickoff. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. Tuesday is always a tremendously busy day for the Browns in the community and helping us with guiding us, I guess, through the whole series of events that the Browns are involved in is Renee Harvey, Director of Community Outreach for the team. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vic. Good to see you.
Lots to talk about. Let's start with last night, a very fun event at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse in Woodmere called First and Dine.
Yes, it was our fifth annual event with Fleming's, and they're a wonderful partner of ours. And each year they do a fundraiser for us, and we had a great response from not only our current players, but also some of our alumni came out to join us. So it was nice camaraderie between those two entities. It really had those gentlemen meet one another and tell their stories, but to also meet a lot of our fans. We had increased attendance over last year, which is phenomenal. It really gave the fans a chance to to talk to the players and spend some time with them through the evening. So really had a nice evening last night at the event.
A little steak and a little football is never a bad thing.
Not a bad thing.
Now, also today at a local children's hospital, you had some players out there for a visit.
We did. You know, we try to make our giving well-rounded and felt that, you know, this is a difficult time of year for kids to be in the hospital. They look forward to dressing up and they look forward to trick-or-treating and so wanted to make sure that they had some fun too. And so went, you know, Osama Young and Austin English, Jordan Cameron and Brandon Jackson went to the hospital and did some arts and crafts with the kids and just spent some time with them and trying to get them excited about Halloween.
As many years as I've been around this, I think the player-kids relationship is always special. I mean, especially hospital visits. Go back any generation of the NFL, and nothing warms the heart of a player than that chance to visit kids in a hospital.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, so many of our visits are in large group settings, and so to be able to take the players and have them interact in that one-on-one setting is really some of the more memorable moments that I've seen over my career.
And we're talking about fall. We're talking about colder weather. So clothing, I think, comes into the mix here. The Browns Women's Organization getting involved in helping people, get some extra clothing and shoes, right?
Yes. So tomorrow we're actually heading over with the Browns Women's Organization to a fantastic organization called Shoes and Clothes for Kids, and that's exactly what they do. They provide clothing and shoes for children in need. And we're going to head over to Shoes and Clothes for Kids to one of their 35 distribution sites called Friendly Inn. And we're going to be working with some of the young children that are there and creating some fall-themed activities, getting them excited for fall.
Cool.
And the women, in addition, will be continuing to wear their pink jerseys in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So that support will continue throughout the month as well.
Oh, terrific. And Mike Adams has been such a great friend of yours and the whole all the efforts of the community outreach. And he's got an event coming up.
He does. He's, as you mentioned, he's a leader on the field but also off the field, and he continues to show his support. He came out to the Flemings event last night. We see him on a weekly basis on Tuesdays, but he's also supporting his own foundation in tandem with one of another NFL player that was raised in Paterson, New Jersey, in his hometown. But his foundation is called Rising Stars Foundation, and on Halloween evening he's actually hosting a great event, and it's an annual event that he hosts. And it's going to raise money for his foundation, which they really try to take care of families that are in need and help provide them with the resources to kind of bring them to that next level. So he'll be joined by several of his teammates. They'll be hopefully in Halloween costumes.
Oh,
there'll be
great.
A costume contest for youth, raffle prizes, video games, I'm sure all kinds of fun.
Guys on this team do a lot of good stuff.
And they absolutely do.
Glad
absolutely
to have you here each week to tout that. Renee Harvey, she is the Browns Director of Community Outreach. And much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit libertyford.com.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans. Are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share vested interests in your best interests.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Hi, I need an insurance quote.
You want a quote? Let me give you a quote. I've got quotes, all kinds of quotes. Auto quotes, home quotes, life quotes. What kind of quote do you need?
An auto quote?
We got liability, collision, comprehensive, uninsured, underinsured motorists. Do I hear uninsured, underinsured motorists?
What, can you explain to me how...
How about a deductible? Do I hear 250, 500, 500, 1,000, 1,200?
Could you just slow down? I have a question about
how... We have liability, collision, and uninsured, underinsured motorists with a 250 deductible going once...
Wait, I...
Going twice.
Hold on.
Sold to the woman with a confused look on her face.
It seems like some insurance companies want to rush you through the quote process. Not Liberty Mutual. We believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you today. Find the nearest Cleveland area office at libertymutual.com/agents and take the time to speak to an agent about your auto, home, or life insurance today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
How do you know you're getting the best deal when you want to buy a new car?
Go to AxelrodBuickGMC.com. We'll beat anyone's price in Northeast Ohio by $500 on all new Buicks and GMCs.
Axelrod Buick GMC, treating customers like family since 1979.
Restrictions apply. Get cash at GetGo, where their ATMs are now surcharge free. That's right. Now you can withdraw cash at GetGo ATMs without paying surcharge fees. Get in, get out with surcharge free ATMs at GetGo. Certain restrictions apply. Your bank may charge a fee for transactions.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back with you. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily. And, you know, Browns fans, you can access, it's driven by Liberty Ford, as you well know, but you can access poll questions, 24-hour rebroadcast of this show, and much, much more on the NFL Fan Zone app. Check that tab out on the Browns official Facebook page. Download, of course, the mobile apps for your iPhone, for your Android devices. You want to do that as well to listen to this show and keep current on all that's going on, especially on ClevelandBrowns.com. Lots of great stuff today. I highly recommend you check out. We just had a conversation with Renee Harvey about a children's hospital visit. The players out there, great video piece on that. Our own Kristen Ribelli was there, so you're going to want to check that out on the website as well. All right, Ask Vic, our questions that you ask. Oh, before we get to that, our poll question. We had the poll question, and the poll question today, all brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. What was the play of the game in Sunday 6-3 win over the Seahawks? T.J. Ward's sack, forced fumble, Phil Dawson's 52-yard field goal, Phil Dawson's 53-yard field goal, or Sheldon Brown's interception. Many of you voted, and 75% of you said Dawson's 53-yarder was the winner. 20% went with T.J. Ward's sack, forced fumble. Comments, Jeremiah, these were kind of had a little edge to them. Jeremiah, getting points was the best play. All right, I'll go along with that, and I guess that's why you would vote for the field goal. Benjamin, how about when they called back the Seattle touchdown? That probably should not have been a penalty. We got lucky. You might be right, Benjamin, and guess what? The calls go both ways. Some days you get them, some days you don't. The Browns got one there. Brian, none of the above. The play of the game was Marshawn Lynch tweaking his back in pregame warmups, leaving the Seahawks with neither a quarterback nor a legit running back. Oh, Brian. Oh, the bitterness. Oh, the anger. All right, and questions from Chuck, Facebook. How did the defense prepare so well for Seattle? One of the things, Chuck, that Dick Geron, the defensive coordinator, did was have his players You know, normally they watch the coach's tape. That's the up, you know, the high angle or perspective of high above the sideline or end zone. And instead, they watched a lot of the TV tape to get a real-time feel for how the Seahawks were running that hurry-up, no-huddle offense. They thought it would be a better with the high-def view, and they could see this on their iPads and stuff. It's very cool devices that are a cool method that they get to see that and then can slow it down and reverse it, all that great stuff. And I think that had a lot to do with it because they handled it well enough that the Seahawks got out of it. David, how do our wide receivers and tight ends do a better job of getting open for Colt? Fight your way off the line. Get through the manhandling that a lot of defenses are doing. And, you know, just run the routes and get open and get open quickly. I think it's a lot of three-stepping out in this. It's timing patterns. So match up the timing. Thank you to Mike Holmgren, to Tom Cousineau, to Kristen Rebelli, to Renee Harvey, to Dave DiNatale and Pat McKenna. We'll talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily by Liberty Ford.